Blog Talk Radio.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. You'll find it in the motel, in the nightstand by your bed. The red words are the coolest. They're the ones that Jesus said.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
Well, good morning, and welcome back for hint number 12 from J.C. Ryle's book, The Duties of Parents. Now, let me share this hint number 12 with you. It is found on page 22 of the little booklet that we are sharing together, and it is this. Train them with a constant fear of overindulgence. Now, what this means is quite expressly explained in our first paragraph here on page 22. It's a point that we all have to be on our guard to. And it is natural, says J.C. Ryle, to be tender and affectionate toward your own flesh and blood, those little children of yours. But it is the excess of this very tenderness and affection which you have to fear. And here, in the middle of that first paragraph, is the key point. Take heed that this tenderness, this affection, does not make you blind to your children's faults and death to advice about them. Take heed lest it make you overlook their bad conduct rather than have the pain of inflicting punishment and correction. It's something to beware of, that we don't love our children so very much that we become blind to their faults and overlook correcting them. Now, let's scoot to the third paragraph. And here, J.C. Ryle talks about spoiling. That really is spoiling your children. And here, he advises us, spoiling is a very excessive word. And sadly, it is full of meaning. Now, here, he elaborates on the meeting. He says, now it is the shortest way to spoil children to let them have their own way, to allow them to do wrong and not punish them for it. And he reminds us at the end here, believe me, you must not do it. Whatever pain it may cost you, unless you wish to ruin your child's soul, it will literally ruin their soul if you leave them to their own way. And actually, J.C. Ryle started his book with that idea, that you cannot let a child go his or her own way. Now, the next paragraph at the bottom of page 22 is full of scripture that talks expressly on this subject. And most of those scriptures, if you look, they come right out of Proverbs. But I'm going to take you right up to the top of page 23. You can read those scriptures. You can go find them in the Bible. But let's give attention to the very last one. Because all of them, if you notice, these verses from Proverbs are a warning to all of us parents that what we cannot do is abide by sin. When we see sin in our children, we must call it out and provide correction. Look at the very last one in that paragraph at the top of page 23. It says, correct thy son, and he will give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight to thy soul. Now, this correction really begins with good training. I believe that if we heed all of the training hints that we have learned from J.C. Ryle, starting when they're very, very young, those children will learn to love and respect their parents and will listen to correction and reason. Now let's go into the second paragraph there. And what J.C. Ryle says in the middle of that paragraph is, children do need reproof. They need to be corrected. But if it is hardly ever given, they need correction or it will hardly ever be employed. And that book of Proverbs, it is not obsolete. It is not unfit for Christians. And what he does in the third paragraph here, it's quite a long paragraph, but he gives us two cases from the Bible where very good men overlooked the bad conduct of their own children, and the consequences were very painful and sad. The first one that he talks about is in Eli's case. Now, this is in the middle of the third paragraph on page 23. And what we find out, this comes from 1 Samuel chapter 2, and you can see the verses there. If you're not familiar with this story, you may want to go read it. But let's just overview it. What we see is that Eli had two sons. Their names were Hophni and Phinehas. And look at what they did. They made themselves vile, and he restraineth them not. These two young men were very promiscuous, and Eli said nothing about it. He gave them no more than a tame and lukewarm reproof when he ought to have rebuked them sharply. And in one word, look what J.C. Ryle says. He honored his sons above God. And what was the end of these things? He lived to hear of the death of both his sons in battle, and his own gray hairs were brought down with sorrow to the grave. Oh, it was a very sad ending for both Eli's son and Eli himself, where you cannot help but wonder, had he strongly corrected his sons for their wayward ways, maybe there would have been a better ending. And then at the bottom of page 23, we look at the case of David. David, King David, who can read without pain the history of his children and their sins? First, Amnon, Amnon's incest. Oh, what a sad story that was. And then Absalom's murder and proud rebellion. And then Adonijah's scheming ambition. Oh, these were grievous wounds for the man David after God's own heart to receive from his own house. Now, we also go to the very bottom of page 23 to find out that there is a clue given in 1 Kings 1:6 about David's ability to call out his son on his sin. It says his father had not displeased him at any time. He would not go against his son's bad behavior by saying, "Why?" And at the top of page 24, "Have you done so?" There was the foundation of all the mischief. He did not call out his son's very bad behavior. And so we would call David an overindulgent father, one who would let his children have their own way. And in the second paragraph there on page 24, J.C. Ryle says, "Parents, beware of overindulgence." And I call on you to remember, it is your first duty to consult their real interests, not their fancies and their likings. You know what? It's not about what they like and what they want to do. It is what is in their best interest, and you as a parent must be the one to call that out. Train them not to humor them or to profit or not merely to please, right? We're not in the business of parenting, please our children, but to bring them up in the ways of the Lord. And then we go on in the next paragraph to hear more of this talk, that we must not give in to every wish and the caprice of our children's minds, however much we may love them. And you know, I know all of you parents are probably thinking that we at times are guilty of this. We love them so much. We want to give them their own way, but we cannot go along with their will. We must go along with the will of our Father in heaven. And then he says something here in the middle of the third paragraph that is very interesting. J.C. Ryle says, "Do not, I pray you, make children idols." That's an interesting thought, isn't it? To go with their will above the Father's will. To actually make our children idols. It's a very sad thing to do. And he says in the next paragraph, you must learn to say no to your children. Show them that you are able to refuse whatever you think is not fit for them. And, oh, this is a hard thing to do. Show them that you are ready to punish disobedience. And do not threaten them too much. Punish seldom, but really and in good earnest. And then at the bottom of page 24, he says, beware of letting small faults, little things, pass unnoticed under the idea that it's just a little one. It is just a small thing. Because what J.C. Ryle says, there are no little things in training children. All are important. And here's the key, early training. Little weeds at the top of page 25. Little weeds need plucking up as much as any. Leave them alone and they will soon be great. Stay right on top of it with your children. And then he closes off here with this idea. Reader, if there be any point which deserves your attention, believe me, it is this one. It is one that will give you trouble, I know. But if you do not take trouble with your children when they are young, that's when you have to be on it. They will give you trouble when they are old. Choose which you prefer. Oh, Heavenly Father, these are very difficult things to even think about, Lord. So we pray as we close off this section 12 on the fear of overindulgence. Lord, we pray that you would make known to us when we are going astray with our training, when we are not staying on top of those little things that will grow to be big things. Lord, give us wisdom. We pray as we train our children to walk in your way and not their own. In Jesus' precious name. Now remember, we are coming up very soon upon the time for Sunday school. Work with those of us in the church that might be there to lend a helping hand when it comes to the instruction in the ways of the Lord. And once again, I will refer you to our Pastor Torres if you'd like to get a jump start on getting your children registered. Remember, you're getting them involved in many things right now. You know it. Soccer, karate, all sorts of fall activities. Make sure that you don't overlook the most important one, training of God's ways. Call right now. Get your child registered. 518-775-0366. Make sure you do your duty as a parent. In Jesus' name, I am praying for all of you. Amen.